Well, let's hear what candidates tried to make of the facts when they met reporters in the post-debate spin room. NPR's Sam Sanders was there.
A spin room is a place where a reporter can ask maybe seven people the same question and get at least eight answers. Last night, I took it upon myself to ask as many campaign surrogates in the spin room as I could the same question.
Who won tonight's debate?
Here are just a few of the answers I got.
Oh, Senator Graham won, and he won big?
Of course, my husband, Bobby Jindal. He rocked it.
Oh, Rick Santorum, hands down.
I think people will conclude that Senator Paul won.
I think Governor Christie.
Ted Cruz did.
Governor Huckabee.
Jeb Bush.
This is what spin rooms are made for. Cheerleaders chanting that their team is the best, even if the scoreboard disagrees. A few of the candidates came to the spin room, too. But instead of being so egotistical as to tell you how they won, they took shots at their competitors. Here's Bobby Jindal, Scott Walker, and Lindsey Graham hitting Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is a narcissist. He's an entertainer. Give him his reality TV show back. Put him on the elevator. Fire him.
I'm sure Donald Trump's a nice guy, and I certainly appreciate the work he's done in the private sector, but Americans don't need another apprentice in the White House.
He says he gets his foreign policy from watching TV. I don't know what channel he's watching.
Trump actually had few, if any, of his own surrogates in the spin room, but he did show up to defend himself. There was nearly a stampede when he walked through a side door.
Let's go. We have to go over there.
In typical Trump fashion, he got into it with the reporter over how much applause he received.
The biggest applause was when she commented.
No, I think I got some of the biggest applause
tonight.
I asked MSNBC host Chris Matthews to make sense of all this spin room madness. He's been a political pundit for years, and even he couldn't defend the circus.
It's almost self-ridiculing.
What is?
The idea of a spin room.
Why?
Why would you create a room and say, this is where we don't tell the truth? Why would you do that?
But people do that. And in this age of social media, now people can spin anywhere. Brian Jones is a senior advisor with Chris Christie's campaign.
So I was in the same room 8 years ago working for McCain in 2007, and I think this has all changed a lot since then.
Jones says social media have totally upended post-debate spin, and maybe even made the spin room less important.
So much of the perception of the debate is formed during the debate in real time on Twitter, right? So what used to be conventional wisdom, which would have to be formed right here in these rooms, I mean, everyone's kind of sharing their experiences, so you get a sense of what people are collectively thinking as the debate is going on.
Basically, the spin room, for better or worse, is everywhere now, in real time. The new spin is the wisdom and the commentary of the crowd. So much spinning, it's enough to make you dizzy. Sam Sanders, NPR News, Simi Valley, California.